Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, Democrats and Republicans, libertarians and vegetarians, politicians and porn stars, and wannabe sex czars. I'm talking about you, Weinstein. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, we are all children of sex. No matter what your party, we may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Ramadama, or the goddess. But one thing we do know, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to the womb room of Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in Bonoboville, Los Angeles. Broadcasting live from the womb room. Tonight we are exploring sexual politics, the politics of sex, and very sex hungry political operatives. And we're talking specifically about a proposition. How's that for a sexual term?
A proposition?
Yes, indeed, Max. I'd like to proposition you.
Who's making this proposition?
Well,
is it that
I hate
guy
to say it. He's a lawnsman. That really depresses me in a
He's
way.
A lawnsman,
yeah.
Right.
Michael Weinstein. Well,
you're not really a very nice Jew,
sounds
man.
Sounds like somebody I went to Hebrew school with, but fortunately, I don't think I did. But he is the wannabe sex czar of the world, really, starting with California. And he has several propositions that he would like to put to the people of California. There he is. And if you're watching DrSusanBlock.tv, you can see him in all his gap-toothed glory.
Yeah.
And his loving of condoms. And, of course, you know, he is standing to gain a lot of money with this proposition. Proposition 60 is what we're focused on tonight. That's right. It pretends to be about condoms, but it's really just about harassment and control. That's right. But, you know, I better get ready. I mean, because they passed Measure B, and that's in L.A. County, and I think that Proposition 60 is basically measure B on steroids. And so, you know, got my condoms, right? Vegan condoms. And got my gloves, okay? And I think I got to get my raincoat on. You know, I don't have a hazmat suit. Maybe I'm going to need that. But meantime, got the raincoat.
You better cover
okay.
up there.
And, of course, the goggles, right? Could get something. And, of course, you know, can't. Now I'm going to have sex. Ready? Oh, ready for sex, right? This is what we need, brothers and sisters. We need protection like this. Right, all these barriers to love. That's what the wannabe sex czar, Michael Weinstein, has to say to you. And he's putting over $1 million of AIDS donations, donations from people who think he's using this money to help people with HIV. And really, he's using a big portion of this money to put forth this Proposition 60 that is basically trying to take control of the adult industry in all of California at this point. And the controls are varied. We have a whole chart up here, courtesy of Sarah Bella. Check your condom law for safety risks. And of course, we all know condoms can tear. There are many tears. And
is that him?
Yeah, that's
that the
him.
Guy?
That's
yeah,
the
doesn't
guy.
He? Doesn't he own Out of the Closet? Right, he owns.
He owns
hey,
a lot
listen,
of things.
Don't go yeah. there. Don't go to Out of the Closet.
Let's boycott
don't
it.
Don't go there. Down. Go in front there. And stand in front of the door, let them know what's going on. Don't spend money. Don't give this guy money, all right? This guy's like Donald Trump. He he's an idiota, as they would say in Italy.
And
he's Jewish, too, and I'm Jewish, and I can say that, see? And that's not nice. That's not very social.
That's right. Thank you, Captain Max. Amen and
well.
Amen. So Captain Max knows about fighting for sexual rights. He's been doing it for how many years?
71.
Okay. Yeah. And how many arrests?
I've been prosecuted and arrested 23 times for everything under the sun. I spent 2.5 years of my life in prison for the work.
And for our First Amendment rights.
Right. And when you guys got, when you have people like this, when you have people like Trump and people like Weinstein, that's his name, right? Weinstein? When you have people like that, these are dangerous people. These are people that want to be in your fucking bedroom, all right? And they're looking up your ass or something, all right? So that's not a possibility. We're not going back to the barbaric age of where I came from and where my parents came from. We move forward.
Yes.
So get this guy. Know what he does. He also owns pharmacies, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, he
That's
owns pharmacies that sell
that
condoms,
sell
probably.
Of course.
Oh, my
they
goodness.
They sell all kinds of
yeah.
things
so,
that are related to the
Sure, of
the
course, to his business. This is his business.
He's pushing.
Yeah, this is his business. He's a businessman.
He's a bit of a pusher.
Right.
And yes, this is definitely harassment of some of our favorite people, you know? The adult industry, and we're going to be talking to some of the leaders of the movement, and it is a movement against Prop 60 in the adult industry. And you know, it touches our hearts because we love a lot of people in the adult industry. They are our friends, they are our brothers and sisters, they are our lovers, they are our guests. Sometimes they've been Bonoboville in residence, you know, and. Yet, I know some of you, maybe you, or maybe you, who are porn fans, right? But really don't give a damn about the porn industry and the people in it. You just like the porn, which, okay, I know, I understand that. And it sucks, and you should really appreciate that real human beings are in this industry. But at the same time, I do understand
where you're coming from, because we're all sort of selfish. Maybe not all greedy bastards like Michael Weinstein, but just know your self-interest is at stake. You could be next. That's right. It is a slippery slope. And it's just like that German Christian said, first they came for the Jews, and then they came for the gays, and then they came, you know, for this and that. And he's talking about the Nazis there. And he was silent, and he didn't care. And then they came for him. Yeah. And he got to a concentration camp.
And that's what's going to happen to you if you allow this kind of thing, this kind of dictatorship. A guy who says in his proposition that he can't be fired. But what are we talking about here? He's not a Supreme Court
justice.
He can't
be fired. He can overturn whatever the Attorney General might say.
And then needs the legislature. Who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
Does he sell Nazi uniforms down there?
Let's talk about who this guy is for just a moment before I introduce my very special guest. He is, you know, a bad guy, okay? That's another thing. I know voters have limited capacity, and maybe you don't care about the porn industry, even though you watch a lot of porn, right? Just know he's coming for you, okay? If you make any kind of a video on your phone, even if you're married, even if you're monogamous, if you're not using a condom, and if you kind of put it up on the internet and then somebody donates to your, you know, pet fund or whatever, then you could be liable if your neighbor decides they got something in for you. You know, just to do it, they might sue you, and then you got to get a lawyer. And this is all because you maybe just filmed a little bit of yourself and your honey.
Really, this is all so he can make a living,
and
exploit people who think, oh yeah, condoms are a good idea.
Yes.
Oh sure, condoms are great. Just be
and condoms are a good idea. We like condoms. One of our wonderful sponsors is Glide Memorial.
Oh, condoms. Yeah, we like them.
And they are pure vegan condoms, by the way. Comes in all different sizes. And no animals have been harmed.
No animals harmed.
And, you know, condoms are great. And so are plastic gloves and even sunglasses and, you know, even raincoats. And all of that stuff is great. But to be forced and to have, anyway, it's much more complicated than all of that. It really is. And I am going to introduce my guests, although these are getting a little sweaty actually.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of great, but they're kind of not that great. So my guests are from the Free Speech Coalition. Woohoo!
All right.
And can we have a little more applause?
See the clap sign.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hit the clap sign.
And let's see. First of all, I would like to introduce someone who I met like 18 years ago. It's amazing. I interviewed her for Playboy TV. And she was beautiful then, and she's even more beautiful now. And she is the great, amazing adult superstar, Julia Ann.
Yeah.
Come on up here, Miss Ann.
Thank you.
And Julia Ann is in the forefront of the fight against Prop 60. Welcome to Bonoboville.
Thank you. I don't know that I can take the credit. I'm actually like the Free Speech Coalition, I think, has always been in the front
well, you have a nice front.
I thank you.
Yeah.
but as far as maybe just a single individual as talent, as a performer, just decided to one morning wake up and go, I can't sit here and do nothing, so I'm gonna make avatars for everybody that say no on Pop 60, and that's sort of where I got I got thrown right out in there. So yeah,
well, you have gone from, you know, a hottie to an activist, and still you're a hottie.
You know, I always did dog rescue, though, so I guess I've always been an activist, but people rescue, that's...
Yes.
Now I'm in entire industry rescue. I don't know. It's cheaper than dog rescue.
Helping us human animals to live our lives.
They're cheaper. Mm. It's way cheaper to help an industry than it is to help dogs. Dogs are expensive.
Really?
They're expensive. Vet bills suck.
We should help dogs and bonobos. And speaking of bonobos, I would like to give you something before we really get going. And that is a gift from the Bonobo Way Female Empowerment Outreach Project, which is continuing to gift women of the world on DrSusanBlock.tv, as well as the bonobos themselves, thanks to a series of gifts from our favorite philanthropist investor, Mal Jones. And in addition to being an investor, Mal Jones is an inventor, an environmentalist, and a social and political activist who has supported the women's movement for decades. And when a fellow male feminist suggested that he read The Bonobo Way, he found, you know, a lot of his ideas about female empowerment just scampering through the jungles of The Bonobo Way. And so he has empowered me to give a gift to a woman every once in a while who I feel, in my infinite wisdom and, insanity, deserves, I don't know if it's even deserved, just I want to give this gift because I feel that you have been working in the field of sexual entertainment, adult entertainment, porn industry, whatever you want to call it, for many years, and now you're still in that industry and you are helping so many other women, as well as men, as well as trans individuals, as well as anybody I might have left out, and animals. And of course, bonobos are, I guess you could say, animals, okay, as are humans. And so, yeah, here it is, your award.
Do I open this?
Yeah, you open
it.
Okay. Yeah, you open it.
I don't want to, like, start doing it. No, that's the award, Julia.
No, that's the award.
You're tearing the award.
No. That's your award. And you can just open it up. Yes, indeed, I interviewed Julia Ann in 1997 for Playboy TV when she was a member of the popular duo Blondage. And
this is
a gift that you can just do with whatever you like.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do with it. My birthday is October 8th, and my whole thing is every birthday gift that I get this year will actually go to the Free Speech Coalition in order to fight Michael Weinstein. And I want to know, is it Weinstein or Weinstein? Because I really get confused.
I think it's Steve.
Okay, let's call him Stein. Come on up here. Susie Q. James.
Thank you so much.
Come over here. Whoa. And she's dropping buttons.
Oh, gosh.
I love this.
Free buttons.
And this is Susie Q. James of the Free Speech Coalition. And so she is... Can we do that a little slower so we can get a photograph? Yeah.
What are we doing?
And
here?
Show me the money, honey. Yes, indeed. So, you know, the money is yours to do with what you like. You could go out on a date or, give it to a dog or...
What will be the point?
Or get a vibrator. But you're giving it to the Free Speech Coalition, and we are totally behind that. And Lord and Lady knows the Free Speech Coalition needs a little money to help stop Prop 60.
Revolution costs money.
We're currently being outspent about 20-1, and I keep saying, Michael Weinstein has millions, but we have each other. Right?
Yeah, we do. We have each other, and that's good. And everybody who's with us has got to vote no Prop 60. But all you people who aren't with us, who are in the closet, who aren't part of the each other, or you don't think you are. Because he's coming to get you. Where's that guy with the gap tooth? Sweat Michael Weinstein. He's coming to get you. I've been reading up on him. He is really
scary. He has a long list of questionable character development.
Let's just say he's also behind Prop 61.
Trying to be cool.
He's behind Prop 61, which raises the price of prescription drugs for all kinds of people, including veterans. And it exempts his
pharmacies.
HMO. It exempts his from this proposition. There are he's trying to maneuver and somehow somewhat succeeding.
It's a power play. It's a power play. And you know, honestly, he's picking on industries that people don't particularly care for in the first place. They think, oh, big pharma or pornography. And so he goes after them because he figures that there's already such a heavy bias. There's so
easy
much
target.
anger already towards these that people are not going to read, you know, in between the lines. And you know, honestly, your average person may not read between the lines. But this is what I have to say. If you don't have time to read between the lines, if you don't have time to read the whole thing, don't vote. Like, seriously, don't vote on it at all. You can pass it. You can go on to the things you know. You can skip right by that. You don't have to vote what you don't know.
Yeah, that's good advice.
But we are doing everything we can to educate as many folks as possible, get the word out, you know, utilize the hashtag NoProp60. People do, you know, learn from what they read on the internet, and having a fight with your aunt on Facebook about why, you know, the lives of people in the adult industry matters and why this sets a dangerous precedent.
Let's talk about your aunt, because there are polls being done right now, because... Let's just say there aren't very many thinking people who are in favor of Prop 60. Mm. There are not.
No.
Prop 60 is opposed by just about every major political party. In fact, I think every major political party opposes
Democrats.
Prop 60. And then, again, Prop 60 is also opposed by just about every major publication.
Yes.
And yet, it is winning in the polls.
Barely.
But why are people saying, yeah, it's a good idea? They don't pay attention to their political party. They don't pay attention to the columnists.
The latest polls came out before those the five major editorial boards in California formally opposed. The latest polls happened before that was announced, and that was still only at a 55% yes. And analysts will tell you that is not something to bank a win on at all.
Right.
So.
Plus, if I walked up to you and I said, "Hey, I just want to know," you know, if I said to you, "Here's this." Proposition, will you vote yes or no on it, but it's to have producers protect their workers by having them use condoms and to make sure that they pay for their testing. Well, that sounds logical. It actually sounds very friendly. It sounds very nice, except for there's a couple problems with that. Number one is there's no division anymore between producers and performers. The majority of the performers now are producers. They're doing content trade. They're, working with their husbands on webcams.
Sure.
There's so many varying degrees here that the company/producer/performer model hasn't existed since it probably started to die in the late 90s.
Yeah.
And now it's just pretty much obsolete.
So now a lot of performers are producers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's get back to Auntie here. Because 61% of the yes on Prop 60 people in the polls are female, are women. Okay? Women who, what? Why are they saying this? Or is it because... they think that it's safer? Is it because they're jealous of porn stars that are stealing their husband's time? Or are they just jealous of you for having a lot of orgasms? Or what? I mean, this is an important thing to address as bonobo ladies, because female solidarity is very important. We have to be able to communicate to fellow vagina owners or whatever you have, titty owners, or, you know, what this
some girls
is
with
really
dicks too.
About.
Well, girls with dicks.
Oh, yeah. Chicks with dicks. Okay. Yeah. Chicks with dicks tend to be no on Prop 60, I think.
No, I think that a lot of women, actually, the situation is that there's still a perceived notion that we have to be protected, that the big, bad producer man or, you know, guy who picks us up from the bus stop, you know, when we run away from home, That, you know, somehow he found us and now we need protection from them because we're being used and abused and violated and we're victims.
We do need protection from Michael Weinstein.
So, you know,
laws rooted in stigma.
I think their thought is to, you know, stop it, because also part of it is these women need protection because these are predators, and it's just not true at all. And so a lot of that is showing women that, you know, the first thing you have to do in order to stop women from being victims is you have to stop calling them victims. Because if you keep telling women they're victims, they're going to believe it forever. It's like, we're not. We're not.
On the other hand, everyone loves a predator, really. That's what, you know, horror movies are made of. So who's the predator here?
Michael
it's
Weinstein.
Not exactly.
He looks the part.
Ladies,
I mean, I hate
he
to
is
be
the
a
predator.
Body shaming,
no, well... It's the expression. It's not, I mean, you know, it's not about his body. It's
no.
about it's about what he's doing. It's about, you know, and I guess you could say that look, which isn't about his body. It's a feeling. It's like he wants to take over your sex life. He wants to look through a key in your door.
I was told, I was shown a picture not that long ago. Somebody did a side-by-side, and I hadn't thought of it before. And it's not to be rude, but it shows a certain soullessness in his eyes in these photos, is that they actually showed a picture of him, and next to it was the evil bad guy preacher from Poltergeist 2. And I was like, oh, my gosh, he does look like him. I mean, now, it's in that it was that soulless sort of angry bad guy thing, and I'm confused. He just confuses me. It's like, I don't hate you, but, dude, you're just...
Well, we don't hate anybody. We're
happening?
Bonobos.
I wish he would talk to us. Like, but that's...
He won't talk to us.
That would be different if it was like, oh,
no,
we...
No, he's not going to talk to you. He doesn't really care about you or you.
No.
I mean, who are his porn
he's
supporters?
He's a businessman.
No, like, one who's
actively they trot
performing.
Out someone
he's a nice,
like...
a businessman.
He's a mafioso for the new age.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
He's probably
Mafia
running
boss.
A RICO operation.
So we have a lot of opposition support, folks who are opposing Prop 60, who are HIV organizations, San Francisco AIDS Foundation, AIDS Project Los Angeles, who runs AIDS Walk LA. And someone asked me today when I was tabling for Prop 60 at Catalyst Con if perhaps Michael Weinstein wrote himself the job in Prop 60, because he will be given a state-funded job to watch porn and file lawsuits and that he can't be fired from. Someone asked me, do you think he wrote that as a way to have some job security because he's lost so much credibility in the HIV movement.
And he's a porn fan, right, Max?
Yeah,
he wants
probably.
To watch porn.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, if I could write a piece of legislation that would give me a job to watch porn and, like, make money filing lawsuits all day, like, I have a conscience and everything. I would never sell out like that, but that's, you know, it's a pretty sweet deal.
But that shows that there is something like that because he's done it on two different propositions.
Yep.
So he's definitely setting himself up. If one fails, maybe the other one will win. You know, it's like a 50-50 shot here. Like, why not?
And it's a job for life. You know, it's a state-funded job for life.
Yeah, for life. I mean, if that's not megalomaniacal, mafioso
there's
activity,
many,
I don't know what is.
Many people like him around the world, you know, who want to control... You know,
but this one is ours.
Yeah.
This one is ours, and he has
this
California style.
We got two of them, though.
This one's ours.
He appeals to the California ladies, I guess. And he's got a lot of enemies. I mean, the HIV-positive people, although they support AHF,
the AIDS Healthcare Foundation.
Yeah, you know, because it's huge, and it has lots of doctors and administrative people that are doing good work. But he is doing a lot of nefarious stuff, maybe even criminal stuff, and also calling Truvada a party drug.
That's one of the more insidious lines of thought. It's like, okay, so if Michael Weinstein is against PrEP, this drug that is a preventative measure from HIV, it's like
which
birth control for HIV.
Truvada,
yes, it's a Truvada is the form of pre-exposure prophylaxis, and AIDS Healthcare Foundation has blocked. Legislation to give folks access to PrEP. It's like, why is someone so invested in blocking people from getting a preventative drug? Well, if they're in the business of selling HIV medication, maybe, you know, if you're in the business of treating HIV, not curing or preventing it, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no.
Just saying.
I do really want to...
Follow the money.
I do want to express, though, for anybody listening who's going, yes, but I don't understand why porn actresses and actors are so against condom use or barrier protection. This is something I hear a lot on social media. So let me say, and Susie will, you know, back me up and also, like, kind of help me where I may drop the ball. It's not a condom law.
No.
It's not a condom law. The summary says condom law. It's not a condom
law. It's not.
What it does is it's the mandating of condom law. And that's totally different. It's like punishment for it. Like, that's something else. It will actually incentivize any private resident 25% of the bounty. 25% of all the fees, they will get rewarded to file lawsuits against us. In that, our private... all of our private information, our real names, our addresses and everything, then get released because, as you know, lawsuits are a matter of public record. So then we get released. So now you've got safety. Now you've got people, you know, basically being rewarded for filing more lawsuits in Los Angeles. It's going to cost California millions in tax revenue. Plus, we'll have the extra added benefit of paying his salary. I don't even know what to do with all that information. So if you don't care about the condom issue and you don't care about what porn actresses are, just care about this. California cannot
afford
stand
this.
To lose millions and millions, and that's annually.
Amen.
That's just
and amen.
Annually.
Yeah, exactly.
And on top of it, do you really want to start this whole concept of that individuals can now write themselves job into the legislation? They can actually write that you can't get them out of. Welcome to the new America. And forget about the porn aspect of it. Take it right out. Just look at the rest of it.
Yeah. There's a lot of the rest of it.
Yeah, these are serious right-wingers, and I must say that...
In left-wing's clothing, condoms are good.
No, these are Nazis. These are people who want to decide what you're going to do, how you're going to, what you're going to wear, who you're going to worship, and they're going to be in your bedroom, because I believe they already are. So if you don't give a shit about pornographers or artists or warriors or revolutionaries, you better care about yourself.
Care about the monogamous. Yeah. There's monogamous married couples that will get sued.
Correct.
By a private
a neighbor.
Talk. By a resident. Anybody. By a California resident. Any California resident can file against a husband and wife that have had sex in their own bedroom to make a living, and they're monogamous, and they will get incentivized 25%. That's called a shakedown. Mm-hmm.
And now let me ask you this. This couple that's watching porn, obviously, because otherwise how would they know? They're watching porn, and they're going to go, I see. That's very strange.
A husband and wife shooting a webcam, and they're shooting their own sex in their bedroom. Monogamous couple.
Yeah.
And because they didn't use a condom, now OSHA's involved, now the attorney general's involved, and if the attorney general doesn't do what Michael Weinstein is happy with...
is dictating to the attorney general.
Michael Weinstein will actually just go right over the head of them all. And you're all going to pay for that after you've already paid for the attorney general and OSHA. Now you get to pay for Weinstein, too.
Everybody says they're against frivolous lawsuits. This is just a potpourri of frivolous lawsuits waiting to happen.
This guy's a dangerous man.
Yeah. He's not a dumb man, though, because he's picking
on
the...
not dumb.
He's picking on the industries who he knows that people are already on the fence about. Right. So he just figures... we're easy picking.
That's right.
And he's going to, and you know what, California, you don't have to care about us. You don't have to care about sex. You don't have to care about sex life. You don't have to care about the sex life of your neighbors. But it's just you care about your state. I guess you better care about the other things that we have going on with drought. We've got children losing their music classes and artist classes and everything else. We're underfunded. Potholes in the street. We got issues all over the place, and you're going to just, you know, cost millions of dollars and your salary to do what? To make sure that we see a condom in every single frame in a video.
It's crazy. And it would be very funny if it wasn't so scary. You know? It's ridiculous.
I mean, less jobs, more lawsuits. That's not what California needs right now, like, at all. And so,
but
even
yet, you know, L.A. County passed Measure B. This is also what scares me.
By a slim margin.
Very slim.
It was a slim margin, and we weren't vocal like this. We weren't vocal like this. I think Measure B was awakening for us that we had to step up our game, and we had to stand up for ourselves because we no longer have the big companies. Again, there's no division between company and performer. The performers are now the companies, which means the performers have to stand up. The performers have to make themselves known. They have to say, not today, no way.
And anybody that's taken a sexy selfie and thought about, you know, putting it on Clips for Sale, you're a performer, okay?
And a producer.
And a producer.
And a producer. Mm-hmm.
And a distributor.
And a distributor.
And the company.
Right. It's a conspiracy, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Conspiracy of one. And they're going to come get you.
Has not made any condoms any more prevalent. I mean, it cost a fine to Joanna Angel the other day, actually, a couple weeks ago.
Measure B has actually cost California already a ton of money. They're only getting, I think they're down 95% of the shooting permits that originally happen annually. 95% of shooting permits stopped.
And
they actually lost jobs in the city of in the county of Los Angeles. They lost jobs because there were no permits. There were no things to watch. They didn't need that many people in the office. Jobs were actually lost.
So this will not make condom use any more prevalent on porn sets. It will make some of the porn companies, the bigger ones, just move their studios to Vegas or somewhere, Florida. And it'll probably hurt little people, you know, who are whose neighbors get mad at them.
And yes, you lose jobs, but you lose a little bit of your freedom.
Yeah.
And if you lose even a little bit of that.
There's no escape, though.
And so shout out to Joanna Angel, who has been a guest on this show
we
and
love
who
Joanna.
I shared Sex Week at Yale with.
And how's she doing?
She's got a fine. She's got this
$38,000.
And those like lawsuits, that. Like, yes, we're concerned
$32,400 for Burning Angel.
So when AHF says, you know, they've responded to our campaign of talking about the lawsuits, talking about the personal safety of performers being at risk by saying, oh, you're hyperbolizing. That's not what the law is for. We're not going to use that part. But look what's happening. Joanna Angel is facing that as we speak. They have a history of being extremely litigious and going after our industry. They're going to be the ones who are filing that lawsuits and getting 25% of the takings. It's a fundraising arm for AHF, not to mention a job for Michael Weinstein. So it's very
Boo,
real.
Michael
Boo.
Weinstein. All right. So, you know, a lot of the porn industry is moving out of L.A. County as and will move out of California. We happen to have another guest here, the lovely little Lonnie Legend, who moved to Vegas for a little while, but now you're back.
Thank you for having me.
And you went to an AIPAC meeting, didn't you? Oh,
I used to go to AIPAC a lot more. I moved far away. But, yeah,
right.
They're awesome. They're very inspirational, like, in, as far as getting performers involved. It's, like, really, it's really cool to see people working together in such a way to promote for our rights and, you know, really make us, like, people do have a huge misconception about porn and people in porn, and it's a really good way to show people that we're people who are concerned and we do things to help our industry.
Absolutely. And by the way, Lonnie Legend has some hot clips up on our Cliporama. Yay! And they are edited by the lovely Jackie Blue. And so check it out, Cliporama with Lonnie Legend. And let's see those pants, girl. What kind of pants? Those look like those pants sort of a condom with a lot of tears in it or something.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like our image of a condom that, you know, really is all ripped up. And that brings to mind, you can model a little slower, please, while I say that brings to mind, you know, you think of a condom as this barrier. But when you're having the kind of porn star sex that porn stars have,
beautiful,
you know, the condoms break more often.
I, as a performer, I'm not comfortable with a condom only option. When I've had opportunities to, when I shoot with condoms, like I also want to know what someone's testing status is. You know, I also want to know if they're on prep or like what other precautions, because condoms break, especially
condoms
if you're doing
break.
Anal. Like, that's not a surefire. That's not my. I don't want just one option. Prop 60 is just one option.
Condoms,
you know,
slip off with a lot of lube and cum and what have you. You know.
The only time I got injured was because of a condom.
What happened?
Because the condom, it, for what we do, especially when you deal with guys who are more well endowed than your average man, and I was doing an anal scene, and because the condom had grip to it, no matter how much lube I have, it actually tore me. The friction tore me.
See, Max, that's why I can't wear condoms with you, Max.
So had I not, you know, I'd never had a problem.
What'd you do?
With anal, without, but yeah, the condom actually, it just made it just stick and just, so I tore because of it.
That's real. No, the condom, I mean, and for sex toys, you know, when I shoot girl-girl scenes with anal, I mean, you always put a condom on a sex toy, especially if it comes from the kink.com basement. No offense, but you know, you want to be sure. And it's just so difficult with anal. It's like your butt eats all the lube, and then the condom eats all the lube, and the toy is eating all the lube, and everyone wants all the lube, and there's just not enough lube to go around ever. But condoms are a great option for sure, and lots of folks choose to use them. I mean, Wicked Pictures is condom only. Jessica Drake is a condom only performer.
Can we just say that Wicked Pictures and Jessica Drake, who are condom only, both personally and business-wise, they are supporting the No Prop 60 movement. Yeah.
Very much so.
Because
it's not about condom use.
Yeah, right. What?
Max, you know, you're on your microphone, and we hear your little bits
conversation. We're directing the show from behind the scenes.
All right. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to our bartenders.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Yes, indeed. Divinities. Right. Let me get this full name right here. What is it? Divinities Libations or blah, 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 blah. Beverage Service. Divinities Beverage Service. And we are going to, you can find them on Facebook, and I have linked to them, and they seem pretty awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. And so we're going to have Bonoboville Communion soon. And,
all right.
You know, you remember that, Lonnie?
I haven't done my communion. I've just turned 21.
Right. Well, you've been an altar girl.
Yes.
So you have.
I've been a part of Bonoboville Communion.
Did you present your ID?
But, yeah, I will.
It's funny that in California you can have sex on camera but not drink until you're 21 between the 18. So many odd things.
You can die for your country.
You can't have a drink.
Yeah, you can die for your country, but you can't drink. But anyway, now you can drink.
Yes.
When did you turn 21?
July, this past July.
July.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Woohoo. All right, well, we're excited about that. How much time do we have, folks? Are we going to take a break soon? Yeah, 2 minutes. I see a two and a one and a ba-dum, ba-dum. And
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah? I have a 10-minute. I see. Okay. So maybe we'll do a little Bonoboville communion. I also think I have another exciting guest out there who might remember how to do Bonoboville communion, named Carmen Fox. Is she out there or not? No? Yes? All right. So,
what are you looking for?
Carmen. Just Carmen. Yeah.
No, she's not in the bar.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe she's there. So, first of all, this is our libation section of the show. And we have a couple of drinks, including water, if you don't want to drink anything stronger. So, if you do, we have agua cocoa leaf liqueur, which is herbal, and it's very, very delicious. And you can talk into your microphone with any questions. And this is from Bolivia, and it is not cocaine, although it is made from the coca leaf and perfectly legal until Michael Weinstein gets in charge of the alcohol. Yeah, oh,
welcome,
you know,
prohibition.
The booze
czar. He's going to get there.
Prohibition.
He's going to be the booze czar, too. You know, the sky's the limit when it comes to Michael Weinstein. Yeah. And then we have Ron de Jeremy Rum, if you'd like Ron down your throat.
No.
No, you don't want Ron down your throat. No. With or without a condo. No.
Okay. Thank you. No.
Okay. All right. Well, he's a friend of ours. But
he's a friend of me, too.
Yeah.
But
no. Okay. So now, I don't know what Measure B would say about this. Measure B, I know this is okay. But I don't know about Prop 16, but it hasn't passed yet, and hopefully it never will.
Never.
Would you like to be the altar girl?
Yes, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What
is happening?
Okay. All right. So here she is, Miss Lonnie Legend. And she is already becoming quite the legend, even though she's only just turned 21. And
so cute.
Look at this outfit. This is great. Can you take off the top? Yeah. Oh, but we want you to keep your button somewhere, so maybe you can put that. That's right.
We still take off bras and stuff.
You can take off the
like
bra,
that, right?
But keep that top over the boobs so you still have the button. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Max knows about this maneuver. Taking the bra off.
We've
without
made it
taking
easy for you.
Like from Flashdance?
That's a trick I watch every night when my wife pulls her bra out from beneath.
You say Flashdance. I get it. She gets it. You get it.
She don't get it. Oh, I love how
those are boobs that don't know about Flashdance.
These boobs need to turn around.
These boobs have never seen Jennifer.
These political boobs right here. They look beautiful, don't they? Look at these boobs. Little advertisement for Agua. And
that's what you call product placement.
Yes, indeed. All right, Lonnie Legend. So you are going to be my altar girl. This is Bonoboville Communion. Anybody grew up Catholic here?
Wish.
You did. Okay. Were you an altar girl or...
No, the Catholics like altar boys.
Yeah, okay. So that's true. You can't be a female priest or an altar girl. But here in Bonoboville, you can be an altar girl. And you take the body and the blood of the goddess right here. Okay, so lick first, if you would. Yeah.
Oh, and is this what's happening?
Yeah, it is happening.
You look like you
assumed the position. Yeah. Okay, and I need one of the bartenders, divinities.
Bartender?
Bartender, come forward.
Oh, here comes a beautiful bartender. Oh-ho.
Beautiful bartender. And...
Oh, I got to do a shot of water.
Okay. A shot of water.
I'm driving.
Can
bartender,
we have a water?
We need assistance.
We need a water. We need a water, actually.
Water.
A water. Yeah, a water.
In a glass.
Water.
I have a glass.
Oh, I have Diet glass, Coke. Good. Anything.
Or a Diet Coke.
I have it right here.
Oh, you have
it. She has Diet Coke right there.
All right.
Don't mind me. I'm good on my knees.
Yeah, I see that.
I can do everything on my knees.
Wow. Here, just pour a little of it in here.
Alrighty.
They're not one of our sponsors, so... People will think it's a Ron Jeremy and Coke. Okay, whoops. All right. And here we go. So, Julia Ann, the great adult superstar, Julia Ann, winner of many AVN Awards and XRCO Awards and XBiz Awards, MILF, and Best Actress, and even Makeup Artist.
Political leader.
And has she won an award for that yet? Well, I gave her an award just now. That's right. The Bonobo Award is kind of a political award. So, okay. So now she is going to take Bonoboville Communion from the lovely Lonnie Legend. And I am salting the altar. And there she goes. And, and now you may drink hearty. down the hatch. And let's hear it for Julia and...
One down.
Doing Bonoboville Communion. So she got one titty done. Would you like the
sure.
other one?
Yeah. I want to try this coca magic.
Coca magic, right. Okay, so bartender. Divinities, now's your chance.
I love these little
cups. Aren't they cute?
They're very cute. I'm so excited about these.
Yeah. Here we go. And this is, which one? Who are you? Tell me. Liz. Okay. Take
Lovely
one of the
Liz.
Cups. Liz.
Very
Divinities
small
is,
amount.
Is our new
very small like
bartender
tiny.
Here. Very tiny amount.
That's good.
Okay. Very good. Okay. We're going to waterboard
whatever,
you with this.
You didn't even.
This is waterboarding Bonobo Way.
Ooh.
The Bonobo Way.
Do I have to get on my knees?
That's
because
I
have to
you know,
drive.
That's not required.
Okay.
But, you know, if you like. And now you can just. Get right up to here. Take the microphone down so you don't block the advertising. And yeah, there you go. And now salty. Yeah, we that's what the wetness is for, is to make the salt stick right here. Okay.
Sure, you did it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
watched
just
me
wanted
do
to
it.
Do it again. Yeah, that's okay. And now you lick it again. Okay, so now we're going to waterboard you. Hold this a second. So lay back on my lap and Julia's lap. Like
Anybody
right, like
see
this.
How long Susie's tongue was? You see her showing that shit off?
Okay. Waterboarding the Bonobo Way. Woohoo! Let's hear it for Susie Q. James of the Free Speech Coalition. And the delicious agua, cocoa leaf liqueur.
What does it taste like?
Waterboarding the Bonobo Way. Here's your microphone. What does it taste like? Now, don't talk into the Hitachi.
That tasted like spicy, like Jolly Rancher.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tasty. Mm. It's sweet.
Thank you.
And it's got a kick.
Yeah. And I like the waterboarding way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is our form of waterboarding, the Bonobo Way waterboarding. So, you know, this is how we torture you with
I love torture.
Yeah. And we've got to take a break in a couple of minutes, but we're here supporting No Prop 60, okay? Hashtag that and vote against Prop 60. And like Julia Ann says, if you can't grok this, you know, for whatever, you know, learning imbalance that you have, then don't vote. That's okay. You can stay home.
Yeah.
But if you grok it at all, understand that you are next. This is maybe seems to be about the porn industry that maybe you only connect to when you're horny beyond belief and, you know, it's while Aunt Daisy is at church, but this is about you and your rights, even Aunt Daisy's rights, okay?
Mostly, really.
Yeah.
So let's not have this guy be our porn czar, which eventually will become
we'll
our
sex czar.
We'll
stand in front of his stores, protest against him. Don't support him financially. If you need drugs, this guy who wants to raise the rate of the drugs that you're taking, okay? Don't go to his pharmacies. What's the name of it? Does he have a name on his pharmacy?
Yeah. There's what? Some name.
Did you look at It's 61 at all? Because I actually watched somebody explain it really well, which is the pharmaceutical one. And obviously the pharmacy companies have their own money. They can fight for themselves. But it just goes to show his mindset, because he's trying to say, you know, make it that California doesn't have to spend more money to get their medication than the veterans. But inevitably what then will happen is the veterans' costs will raise, so that way California's costs can raise too. So it will inevitably raise the cost for veterans so they don't have to lower it for California.
Yeah.
Whoa. I don't know if I understood all that.
No, I got
but,
that.
Yeah. I
got it.
It's definitely big cost for California. Big cost for all of us that pay taxes. And what is the benefit? You get to feel like righteous that you're making people wear condoms? I mean, it doesn't even work that way. So no Prop 60, okay? All support right. Julie Ann and Susie Q. James and Lonnie Legend and the Free Speech Coalition and people like Zev Yaroslavsky, too. I mean, they're like everybody, the Los Angeles Times, the
Mark
Democratic
Leno.
Party, the Republican Party, the... You know,
it's a major.
Party.
The Quakers are with us.
It's a major assault upon our sexuality, and the freedoms in our bedroom, and the freedoms in our own business. You know, sex heals billions of times more than it kills.
It's an assault on the entire legislative system. For somebody to be able to write himself into a law, it could be any law. It could be gun control. It could be something having to do with automobiles. It could be anything, 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 anything. Somebody will
or
now
liquor.
Be able to write themselves into a full-time job you cannot get them out of.
And subvert an agency. Like Prop 60 says that if Cal OSHA, the board designed to regulate workplace safety, if they don't get to something or they decide it's not an issue, then that's still then you can still sue. So it does double work that we've already made a board to handle workplace safety, and Prop 60 will make that board obsolete and all the work that we've done with that board for the
so
past 6 months.
Weinstein's Medi-Cal managed organization, Positive Healthcare California, is exempt from his own measure, which is Prop 61. And, you know, the guy, okay, Zev Yaroslavsky, supervisor, says he, Weinstein, is shown to be a thug. He uses his nonprofit organization, a crass and bullying political way to get his way, which is to avoid being held accountable. Okay, no more bullies, all right? Let's stop the bullying, California. Let's stand up for ourselves. And I think we've got to take a break because we're being bullied by our tech people. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah, woo!
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust. Greater trust and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month.
Yes.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy.
Woo! Yeah.
Here she goes. Oh. I'm jealous.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrate Masturbation Month.
Amen!
Amen! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Sonnez les matines, ding dang dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui!
Oui!
Princesse,
that is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen, Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston. Woo! And let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, my God. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh,
don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
I'm mic'd, and I'm not Michael Weinstein, okay? I'm Dr. Susan Block, and this is the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from Bonoboville, where we practice the Bonobo way. And, yeah, bonobos are the make-love-not-war chimpanzees. ladies who swing through the trees as well as with each other. Some might call them the porn stars of the great ape world because they have so much sex. And, you know, they kind of are. And, hey, you know what? They have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. And every other great ape, including, of course, humans, maybe especially, of course, humans, does quite a bit of killing of each other. So maybe the bonobos know something we don't know. They also are very famous for female solidarity. Check it out in the New York Times. Natalie Angier, shout out. And a shout out to our sister in Mal Jones' largesse, Dr. Amy Parrish, who has been studying bonobos for many, many years and was one of the lady primatologists who inspired me to study the bonobos in my own way as a sex therapist, because I'm not a primatologist or a gynecologist. I'm a sex therapist, and I feel that bonobos are a great inspiration to our sexuality. They show us that, you know, liking a lot of sex is normal, and we can't always get a lot of sex, which is one of the reasons we like porn. And yet the desire for sex, for variety, for non-monogamy, for bisexuality, for transsexuality is very, very much a part of our great ape nature, connected through to us through our closest kissing cousins, the bonobos. So get the bonobo way or get spanked by it. Yeah. And, we're here in Bonoboville, talking about a very important proposition that sounds so sexy.
Are you going
to like to proposition
to me?
You know, and yet this is not sexy. This is Proposition 60, and if you're voting, vote no on 60 and 61 while you're at it. They're both supported by this megalomaniacal mafioso for the new age, Michael Weinstein. So
sounds like Wiener, Michael Wienerstein.
Yeah, there you go.
I just figured out that he'd like be our pimp.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
But think about it. I have sex and he gets paid.
Oh, you know, we're gonna find out
man,
that he.
Man,
yeah.
That sucks.
That's his fantasy.
Pimp.
You know, all these guys that rail against sex and that try to control,
they all get busted.
Have some little perversion or big.
We're gonna find out this guy is doing horses or something.
You know.
Or
okay, that's where I get involved because I'm the animal
you're
rights person.
Yeah, right. That's cruelty to
okay,
the horse.
That's not okay.
But we might find out that that's what he's doing. Yeah. I mean, that's what they're doing out on the range. But, you know, he might be doing other things.
Anyway, we're here with the Free Speech Coalition, if you just tuned in. Julia Ann is... Hey, hello back there. My tech department is doing real good. And so, yeah, turn that down. Julia Ann, who has won multiple awards, is like one of the greatest MILFs on earth. And she is here. And Susie Q. James, who is a writer and sex worker and activist...
I'm currently the director of policy at the Free Speech Coalition these days as well.
Wow. Yeah.
Woo.
All the time.
Director of policy.
Bonobo gals, baby. You know.
And my moral support.
And you are mine.
Very moral. And we also have Lonnie Legend.
Hi.
Okay, Lonnie just turned 21, so she's going to be getting her Bonoboville communion, and I just got it arranged for you to be very, very memorable and meaningful. And powerful, and going to piss off Weinstein, too. And I also want to introduce Carmen Fox with two X's.
Hi.
And
good to be back.
Carmen was brought to us by the fabulous Chef Be Live and Danielle Watts, who are featured in a new YouTube, Watts playing in the Erotic Theater of the Mind with Danielle reading The Bonobo Way and singing it.
It was so good. It was so beautiful.
Just singing it while Chef Be Live is playing my great-grandmother's Steinway baby grand piano. So it's quite incredible. And by the way, Abe, unseen Abe, or sometimes seen Abe, is the videographer and editor of this fabulous clip. So go watch it, like it, you know, comment. Okay, so here we are.
Here we are.
And did you know anything about Prop 60?
No, this is the first I have ever heard of Prop 60.
All right.
So. Yeah, you have to wear a condom.
For porn, right? Is that what they...
No. That's just not the... It's no, not a condom.
It's not a condom knob.
Don't you make me come over there and tell you this again.
Isn't it like goggles, too? Whoa. They want
no,
you
no,
to
no,
wear...
No, no, no,
I don't
it
know.
It enables residents to sue adult workers. Right. It's incentivizing harassment of the adult industry. In the name of sexual health, unfortunately, it's titled the Safer Sex in the Adult Film Industry Act. And
okay.
It does talk a lot about condoms in the initiative, but that's not what the proposition is about.
So what is it about?
It's about lawsuits and harassment.
Controlling your body.
So
right.
when
okay, sorry, go ahead. No, you go.
We just went over and you did the first round. I'm gonna relay.
No, it's all yours.
Okay, so currently Cal-OSHA is in charge of regulating workplace safety, right?
What is Cal-OSHA?
Cal-OSHA.
Like OSHA.
OSHA. Yeah. And not
like
just
restaurants.
For the, yeah, not just for the adult industry, for restaurant industry.
Okay.
For, you know, construction, anything. So currently. Right now, any resident of California could potentially file a complaint with Cal-OSHA if they saw that there wasn't a condom in an adult film.
What?
Which is already whack. We're working on that since February and beyond. We have been working with Cal-OSHA to get them to understand how we test in the adult industry every 14 days, yada, yada, yada. So but Prop 60 isn't about any of that.
Right.
What Prop 60 will do is that if Cal-OSHA decides not to pursue that claim, if they say, oh, there wasn't a workplace safety hazard, these two people were tested, or these two people were married, or... The system is flooded and we didn't get to it within the time.
Right.
Whatever reason, if they don't pursue it and then decide there's not an issue, Prop 60 will allow any resident to sue anyway and receive 25% of the settlement themselves.
Aye.
So if your neighbor, just get it this way.
Sounds
if
like
ladies,
Herbalife.
Ladies, if your neighbor is mad at you, if your neighbor is mad at you for not like going out on a date with him or her, then they can sue you. You know,
that's
just
because
they're mad at you.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
And well, you know what? Maybe they wouldn't win the lawsuit, but you'd still have to defend yourself and spend money and time to defend yourself. And that's how they get you.
Hey, a lucky penny.
Yeah.
Save it. You'll need it for the lawsuits.
Yeah, I guess if I will.
But it's not going to pass because we're going to tell everyone, vote no on Prop 60.
Vote no. Prop 60.
And the thing that we're also really concerned about is that the proponent of the initiative has... Michael Weinstein, AIDS Healthcare Foundation, has also written himself a job to enforce this piece of legislation should it pass. It's a tax-funded job from the taxpayers of California.
And my favorite part of it?
He cannot be fired from it except for by two-thirds majority in both houses. And he gets
not
to
really.
Watch porn and file lawsuits and reap the benefits of those lawsuits on our dime.
This really isn't the world we're living in,
the
is
ultimate,
it?
I mean,
oh, yes.
Ultimate porn
Jesus.
Addiction.
So it's not really about condoms.
Listen,
I mean,
a bully could make his way into the White House if we are not careful.
Yeah,
right.
No, we're,
and
we're,
by the way, Jane Goodall, shout out to Jane Goodall for saying that Trump is a chimp. He's a common chimp.
Yeah, he's a common chimp.
That's insulting to chimps.
Well, it is a little insulting to chimps. It is. It is.
Yeah.
But chimps
are violent and crazy.
The demonstrating and, you know, he's not a bonobo. I wish Hillary was more bonobo. I do. I wish she wasn't like a supporter of war. And I actually support Mistress Tara Indiana for president. And she is going to be on the show next week. In fact, we're going to have a presidential debate with her and another presidential candidate, Mr. Valens, Jeffrey Valens, and Mistress Tara. So I will support her unless, of course, it gets close. And then I will support Hillary. it might be close. It might be close.
Right now.
Let's just say it's looking kind of close. So,
but all the elections have been very close, you know. And look, if we're going to go live in the age of barbarians, we're going to suffer tremendously for generations to come. Because if they get a hold of my Supreme Court, the one that gives me the freedoms that interprets the Constitution. We're done for a while. Everything we've gained in the last 50 years will be overturned over years and years of these new judges.
Yep. Supreme Court babies.
That just gives me chills down my spine, you know what he just
That's
said.
His voice. He's got a sexy baritone.
I know, but it's just like,
No, I can't have it.
They're going to revert.
They could turn
if
back
they get a hold of that,
rights,
if they get a hold of that Supreme Court, they're going to try to reverse everything that we've gained over years and years and years. No more abortions, prosecution of pornography, endless stories that we have heard from these people for years. This is the fascism of the past. No more here. No
stops
more.
Here. Okay, stops in Bonoboville anyway. So, yeah, Trump, the whole Republican platform, very anti-porn, just blames porn for everything.
And really?
Including, you know, Gaddafi.
I don't know too much about the Trumpocalypse, personally.
Yeah. Well, in any case, what I want to tell you today is Weinstein, Michael Weinstein, he looks very different than Trump. Trump's big, he's skinny. You know, he pretends to be skinny. Kind of this new age guy or something, but he's a bully, too. They both kind of have the bullying, mentality. And they're both kind of clever. And we got to watch out for our rights. So vote no, Prop 60, and vote no on the chimp, okay? Bonobo.
Whoa!
And you can go back a little bit in newspapers and such, because I've noticed in looking back into my Michael Weinstein stuff that there's stuff where him being investigated for Medicare fraud.
Yeah,
and it's something like $20 million or something. And then he's been investigated the county of Los Angeles or the city. One of them said that he overbilled them $5.2 million.
Yeah, he's been...
Supposedly, there's other stuff that's gone on in Florida and in Ohio. Like, how do you get... And something about a hospice building for HIV people in San Francisco where he wasn't paying the full rent.
Well, you know...
Did you read that?
There's a similar record with the Donald. So, you know, this is a time when a lot of criminals are maybe going to attain positions of power in this country. I mean, it's
terrible.
It's like a tough time.
It's really terrible.
Let's do what we can. And that's what we're doing here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. And now it is time for us to get rejuvenated with Bonoboville Communion. And we have a birthday girl here. By the way, it's going to be Julia Ann's birthday.
Everybody vote.
Give her a present. Give Julia Ann a present. And donate to the Free Speech Coalition.
Yes. Donate to the Free Speech Coalition, freespeechcoalition.com. You can also go to stopprop60.com. Find out more about how you can stop Prop 60. Use the hashtag NoProp60. Mm. Follow FSC Army and get involved.
All right. Yeah. So you ready for your communion?
Yes. Please.
Did you want Ron down your throat or agua?
I'm kind of curious about the agua. Spicy, is it?
It's sweet. It's kind of herbal, I would say, more than spicy. It's not really spicy. Mm. It's herbal.
Quite exciting.
But it's delicious. Mm. And so, I understand. Oh, they're having a little tete-a-tete here.
Powwow.
Now, I've heard that our main altar girl here, we have two altar girls for this, and this is MILF of the Year, like, three times. And
MILF to us all, really. the MILF goddess.
And Blondage and Janine.
She's beautiful.
Vindermuller's
she has a
buddy.
MILF Hunter shirt, a hat on. MILF Hunter.
It's pretty nice. Dun, dun, dun.
So you are going to take your agua and maybe you can just add to the feminine pulchritude and pull your shirt up again. Yeah. Okay.
She has really nice titties, by the way.
She does. That's why I have to be bold and ask. It's all consensual, but if you don't ask, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah, right. So I did ask, and I was told that, you know, our lovely Julia Ann has been busy today, so there could be a little extra salt. Yet we are all excited
sweaty.
For... Julie Ann.
I've been at a concert all day wearing this shirt to try to get all these concert heavy metal fans to vote no on Prop 60.
Yeah. Now you're going to vote no on Prop 60. Are you not? Okay, let's hold the microphone here so we don't.
What a great bonobo.
The altar.
Free the nipple.
And she's giving it a good lick. And now, let's see, I am the high priestess. I will put the salt on. Anno Domini. All right. And now you may lick the salt. And would you like to be waterboarded? Yeah? Okay. Bonobo style. If you would sit down here and allow her to lean back against you. Yes, lean back. Lean back. Yeah, right, right. Like, okay. Like that. Okay. And open.
Whoa. Whoa.
There she
Don't
goes.
Do this at home, folks.
That's a lot.
This is just television. It's not real.
Whoa.
Special
and
effects.
And let's have some applause for the altar girl.
Wow.
Thank you. Well, actually, you're the altar girl. You are the recipient of Bonoboville Communion.
On all accounts.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Very, very nice.
I should have showered. Baby wipe something.
Yay. And let's see. So would you said you might offer.
Can I get a little more
offer,
champagne?
Offer. Would you like some Bonoboville Communion from this lovely lady?
I will accept some Bonoboville Communion for you today.
Oh, I always have
Well, don't. I don't want to make you.
I will. That's good. Yeah.
It's good?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
Wait, what do I do?
Well,
what am I
gonna
do? You gonna give me instructions or?
I actually have.
We're gonna freelance
this. This is for you, and this is here. And let's see, where is the?
Does this taste really bad or is it?
Oh, no, it's really tasty.
You're lying.
Say it again.
Just kidding.
And so.
Oh really? A Jolly Rancher.
Here, talk on the microphone, please.
Some
spicy
alcohol
Jolly Rancher.
Spicy Jolly Rancher.
Mm-hmm. It does taste like a Jolly Rancher. Mm. It's very delicious and herbal.
This is the agua.
Unlike a Jolly Rancher,
agua
it is herbal.
Agua de Bolivia?
Yes, agua de Bolivia.
It's made
Bolivia.
From the coca plant.
Yes.
Oh.
But no narcos. Oh.
$10. Ooh. $10.
Ooh. She's collecting all kinds
donation.
Of money here. She is taking donations, so after the show, you can throw money at her. It's okay. And so here she is, Carmen Fox, ready for her communion. You could take something off.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a little overdressed.
You got sneakers on and panties and socks and
I don't know about taking
pants.
Off the socks.
Well, I was going to wear a dress, but we didn't have enough time to change, and I was on the phone with a dear friend, so.
Okay.
Yahoo!
And here are the lovely boobies.
See, you don't want to have any of these rights taken away from you.
That's much better.
By maniacs.
And Susie Q. James.
Sorry, I hope you don't mind. I just wanted to see what that.
Just wanted to see what that felt like. Felt really good.
Okay.
All right.
That's
all right.
Okay. That so can be a part of Bonoboville Communion.
You have $100 right there.
I do.
Wow.
All for the cause.
It is.
Okay. What am I doing?
Going right into advertising.
I'm licking. What am I licking?
Lick.
First, you have to water the nipples.
Right. Mm. Thank you, Max.
Lick them. Nice. Get them wet.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Julia Ann is participating in Bonoboville Communion, holding the salt, which is a very important thing.
Ooh.
And Carmen is doing quite a thorough job here.
This is great.
Yeah.
I feel close to God.
I used to dream about
why, thank
this
you.
When I was a kid.
Okay. And now we do a little
salt.
Sprinkle.
Little sprinkles.
Sprinkle.
Because I need a reason to lick those nipples again, guys.
Yeah, you do. And I'm providing it. I'm a provider.
Hey, I'm a provider.
Well, yeah. And you don't want Michael Weinstein.
It's very salty. Wienerstein.
I'm just enabling
Wienerstein.
Right now.
This is the part of my title when my title is
okay,
director
I was really salty.
Industry relations.
So now lean back again. You want to be waterboarded?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is waterboarding bonobo style.
Like the Pieta. Yeah, I'm going to be right. Jesus. You be Mary.
There she goes. Okay, this is a good lean. Yeah. Okay.
Like this.
Open the mouth and put down the microphone. And she's a professional. And she takes it all down. Yeah! Whoa! That's Carmen Fox, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And she is on Facebook.
Woo! Can I have some water, please? Or my shirt of the temple? Oh, my God. There it is. That's a little strong, but it was very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Is
well,
it
so
like
much
a spicy?
For your Shirley Temple.
What?
Is it like a Jolly Rancher?
Thank you.
Ah, lies! Lies!
It was a lot more tolerable than I was expecting, to be honest.
Free speech does not mean lies.
I just, well, it was what I saw.
I mean, listen, if they could do waterboarding like this in the CIA, we might get our so-called enemies to talk.
Speak, yes, enemies, indeed. Speak.
This is what we call enhanced interrogation techniques. So, will you vote no on Prop 60?
Yes, I will vote no on Prop 60.
All right.
Will you tell your aunt and your family?
I will tell everyone. I will send out a mass email to all my clients, and hopefully some of them will vote no on Prop 60.
No, they got to vote no.
Right? Vote no.
No.
They got to vote no.
No on 60.
No on 60.
Click no.
I told my aunt.
Because my aunt told you guys what to do.
We both have aunts that have some opinions. There's a lot of aunts in the No Prop 60 campaign already. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aunts for America.
This. You need to do that. Let me tell you what I would do. Okay.
We gotta stick together. We gotta stick together against the bad guy. You know, there's a bad guy involved here.
Very bad.
And
man.
He really, I mean, you know, he should be in prison in a way. Or certainly,
I mean,
find
no
a
one
lot
should be
money.
In prison. Burn the prisons. Eat trash. Be free.
His karma will catch up to him eventually.
I don't want to wait that long.
Me neither.
I don't want to wait till the next lifetime either. But sometimes
no,
we
really,
just gotta
we
do
gotta
that.
We gotta wake up and no, we gotta defend ourselves. We gotta defend our Supreme Court. We gotta defend ourselves now
against these kinds of people. Not only this guy, but the vice president, the Mr. Trumper has there.
Pence.
He's a real
anti-porn czar.
This is a dangerous man.
He's a little scary too.
Yeah, a little.
Although I'm not so sure.
And he's little. He's a little guy. Nothing against little
Hillary's
guys.
Not that sweet either.
No,
they're both a little bit.
But
on
in
the
life, you
right
always,
side of things.
You know, in life, you
not
always take
so
the lesser
right,
of two evils. You know, a gasoline engine car,
yeah,
and an electric car. They both pollute. They both steal from the earth. You know?
Right.
And we have our ideals.
We
but
need
the
horses.
Ideal, but the ideal
is
the enemy
of
the
real.
I like that.
So, you know, the reality is you get evils and you got to pick the lesser one.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, in the case of Prop 60, though, it's pretty clear. It's a pretty clear choice. There is no evil to voting
right.
no. There
no.
is right. none. Okay?
Except the guy that's trying to get a job.
Hillary, there's a little bit of evil for voting for her. It's true. I have to acknowledge she's a warmonger. But Trump is going to just completely obliterate your rights. And, you know, so, okay.
And if it tells anybody out there how real this is, I just woke up one morning and got frustrated and was like, I have to do something. So I started making avatars for everybody. And now with the help of other girlfriends, we probably have around 1,500 avatars that are out there in
That's
the adult
beautiful.
Force. And being that there's only around, 2,000?
About 1,800, 2,000 performers
so that should
at any
show
given
you,
time.
That should show you that the performers are actually saying, hell no. But because I've been vocal, because I've been doing so much, I've actually received warning. I've been threatened stop talking on Prop 60. So
he is mafioso. I'm telling
you. You
know, this guy's a thug.
I'm just saying the warning came. But then again, when you know, when you take this kind of stuff on and you look at the kind of person that is and the money that they have and the bullying tactics that they've done in the past, you already. I woke up one morning and I was like, "What did I say? I'll let you know if I get audited."
Yeah.
What did I say? Yeah, they're going to show up on my doorstep trying to start going through. And you know what? I was fully aware that I could be bringing it down upon myself.
Right.
That's what activism is
but
all about.
But otherwise, nobody's going to have a there's going to be no job.
Yeah.
And then what will taxes matter? What will anything matter when our careers are gone? Mm-hmm. When everything is falling apart and California loses millions more. Like, what
and
will it
matter?
I
love porn stars and I love the porn industry.
We
but
love you.
The porn industry has a little bit of a history of hiding and people not wanting to get out in front.
They're getting better.
And they're getting better, and you are part of that change, and that change has to happen.
I grew
and Max,
up,
of course, has been getting
I
out in
I grew
in
up
front.
With a generation of pornographers that went to court like this. Okay?
Yeah.
And we went to court like this. Yeah! We're going to win, and we're doing this.
We are.
And that is the way you win.
We have a new generation now. Lonnie's a perfect example of that. Yep. There's another girl in the room, Jenna J. Fox. I mean, she was one of the first girls. She was probably first. She's over here.
Come on.
She was the first. This is her shirt, actually, and I used it today.
She made it herself.
She actually went out before anybody.
This is a grassroots movement, y'all.
And just said, I'm making a shirt and went through LAX in it to make sure everybody would ask her what this was.
Wow.
So she went through LAX and flew to Ohio in order to promote.
That's amazing.
Show your shirt, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, this is the one that I stole her shirt
because
she wanted to wear the black shirt I made. So.
And they went to Hair Nation today, and you took a picture with Brett Michaels about No Prop 60, right?
Can I ask you a question? How can we get these shirts in bulk? Like, let's say I have a bunch of friends, a bunch of people. Let's say I just start handing these shirts out. Like,
I would love to. Ones I kind of did spur the moment just so I could get them to a rock concert in black. because it was like, everybody was like, we can get white. And I was like, metal dude's going to be out there going, yeah, it's rocking my white shirt. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, look, I'm crazy. So I had to rush job. I had to grab seven shirts. It was like, give me two medium, give me two large, give me two extra large, give me the. And I was
Do you sell them online?
We have not, but have you thought?
So no, they're coming. Don't worry.
Sell them.
Yeah, and you can always make your own, like you guys
did. That's
where these
came from.
Jenna made this one. She was the first one to make a shirt.
They're and very professional.
I would say this is a 20-year-old girl who has been in the business this long, who heard what we said, went to a Democratic convention with us, and then went out, made a shirt, and said, "Screw it, I'm walking through LAX in this and flying all the way to Ohio for Exotica."
Wow.
So that's balls by herself.
Fuck yeah.
That's balls.
The youth.
Amen and a women. Go bonobos. Yeah.
Can I get a gay man?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I have a very important announcement, everyone.
I
am planning to go to San Diego on Monday to go look at a tiny house. Yes. I'm in the market for a tiny house.
A tiny house. Congratulations.
Thank you. I really hope I get it. Fingers crossed, visualizing it. So, I have 4 seats in my car. If anyone would like to go to the San Diego Zoo and see the bonobos with me, please come, because I don't want to go alone. I'll be all by myself.
Yeah,
so,
the
4 seats in my
car.
You guys are more than welcome to come. I'm going to be in L.A. Monday morning. I'm going to be leaving L.A. around 9, 10 a.m. to head south, so please join me. Thank you.
Thank you, Carmen Fox.
Yes, you're welcome.
And where can people find you?
People can find my website at www.carmen, that's C-A-R-M-E-N, Fox with 2 X's, F-O-X-X.com. I do have an excellent video on my website, so I highly encourage you to go check it out because it's
And you're reading The Bonobo Way.
I am. I'm halfway through. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You said great things.
I know. I'm going to finish it this weekend and write a review, I promise.
Okay, don't read while you're driving.
Well, maybe someone can drive my BMW and I can read The Bonobo Way while we go see the bonobos.
You might get a little car sick that way.
All right, forget it.
So, Lonnie Legend, where do we find you?
You can find me on pretty much all social media platforms. It is Lonnie.
And platforms as well.
L-O-N-I, Legend. Yeah, it is, you know. And also, I will be in the next Hustler issue coming out this week.
Go pick one up.
On the 27th, I believe. It'll be the December issue.
It's the December issue.
Yes.
Super
congratulations.
I'm so excited. Wow. I can't wait to see it.
That is great, you little hustler, you.
I try.
Yeah.
Thanks to Victor Lightworship, by the way.
And by the way, she is a winner of the DrSusie.tv award for best, mad bike ride?
Was it the bike or the...
No, it was the bike. Yeah, you're good at everything. But you got the award for best mad bike ride. Mm, right. We give awards, too, here.
It's like a dirty bike ride.
All right, so my guests of honor, Susie Q. James and the great MILF of the world, superstar
Julia Ann.
Oh, yeah. And both from the... Free Speech Coalition, both at the forefront of the fight against the terrible Prop 60. So, vote no, Prop 60. And what can people do?
So go to stopprop60.com. You can volunteer. You can donate to the cause. Find out more. You can tweet about it. Use the hashtag NoProp60 and follow at FSC Army on Twitter. And you can also join the Free Speech Coalition at freespeechcoalition.com and help with efforts like this moving forward.
And maybe get porn star favors. Who knows?
You can also follow.
I mean,
you can also
happen.
Follow on Twitter at VoteNoProp60. It's actually the one VoteNoProp60 that's a Twitter account that's watched by myself. I tweet from it to keep you up to date. Jizz Leak tweets from it to keep it up to date. Missy Martinez does it to keep it up to date. So the three of us are trying to make sure that the talent, the performers have a voice that they can trust, and they're not, nobody's hiding behind something going, oh, I don't know who that is, tweeting, I don't know. So
let me ask you this. If I have a proposition,
oh, look, there's a
should
video.
I tweet to you?
Are you going to are you gonna at least add a dollar amount to it so I know what the give take is?
Make a donation. This is how you get it.
Send 25% to Michael Weinstein because my pimp wants it offhand.
He is a wannabe pimp. That's a good one. Mm. I mean, he wants to be the sex.
And what about our bartenders? Where can we, besides behind the bar?
Bartenders are Divinity's beverage service. Yeah, okay. And we find them, I know they've got a Facebook. They should be on Bonoboville, and we are going to make a wonderful splashy ad for them on Bonoboville. Mm. So we love Divinities. And let's see, what else do we love? Well, we love ourselves. That's the bottom line.
Often.
And,
you have to love yourself before you can love anyone else. So
I learned that from Dr.
And we love revolution. I grew up with hookers and porn stars and dancing girls.
Sex workers.
America's best and brightest.
Yes, absolutely.
I would go have breakfast at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and they would talk about what they did the night before and this kid was ruined for life. Because you are the revolutionaries. The women have changed the world and much of it comes from the women who have dared to go, here's what it all looks like.
Yeah, that's right.
And here's how it fucking works. And the world changes. And now they're after us because we've changed so much of the world.
And they're it's losing. Very bonobo, you know, for the girls to lead the fight. It really is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so beautiful.
You know, that's what's important is, you know, and we have to communicate this in some way. We're trying with you ladies who think that this Prop 60 is a good idea. And you got to understand, it's not good for your sisters and it's not good for you. Okay? So, vote no, Prop 60, and vote yes for the Bonobo Way. All right.
Thank you.
I think that's all the time we have. We've gone into a little overtime.
Well, we're
Captain
in overtime,
Max.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
We've got millions of dollars hidden
Max,
away.
This has been an exciting show for all of us. But I,
it was
you know,
good.
It's
a very
part
good
of
show.
Your
it was a very good
political
show.
Activism.
Yeah. It's part of my, you know, I've been doing this for years. You know, these guys find whatever excuse. We're like in the basement of all the greatest professions in the world. We are the greatest profession in the world. Absolutely. And they're telling me that these scientists and killers and all these motherfuckers, they're not better than us. We heal. We touch people. We fuck people and we make them feel good. Yeah. And we teach people how to have sex. Weird sex, wild sex, religious sex. We're the teachers.
So,
when I grew up, I didn't know what was behind the all that stuff that was down there between the legs.
The
it was
panties?
Really scary.
Oh, you mean the hair? And they had a lot of hair back then, right?
And now I know, and it's like, yeah.
Let's hear it for shaving pussies, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, yay, bonobos. So, vote no, Prop 60. Okay? If you don't remember why, watch the show again. And make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. more House to Your House. We'll see you next week. And thank you for having us. We didn't have to break down the door.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.